Charlie Lewis Plays for Time by Jean Kemp. Read by John Green. Chapter 1. Put a drawing pin on your teacher's chair. That'll keep him on his toes. And Rocket's head smacked into the beanbag, which couldn't hurt Rocket but proved just too much for the beanbag. It burst, shooting hard, pinky-brown beans all over the hall, popcorn in a fry pan, over benches, through wall bars, onto the trampoline, above the ropes, pinging against windows, an indoor hailstorm.
"Smashing!"
yelled Rocket, gone mad with delight.
"Enough is enough," cried Mr. Merchant.
"Sir?"
"That's it. Finish. Time to go home, thank goodness. Clear up now. Everything in place. Trish, you organise the beans." "What a mess."
"Well, sir, you said we could pelt you with beanbags on the last day of term."
"I did? I must have been crazy."
"Right. As soon as everything's sorted, get back to the classroom for the end of the day. And the end of term."
Later, back in the hall, we sang, "At Easter time the lilies fair and lovely flowers bloom everywhere. At Easter time, how glad." Rocket, whooping up and down like a distressed whale.
"Tell him to shut up,"
I hissed at Trish, his twin. Without lifting her eyes from her hymn book, she kicked him on the shin and dug him with her elbow. And Rocket shut up. But his face darkened and fell sad, a cloud crossing the sun. And I felt mean. Why did I have to interfere? For really, to me, his singing wasn't that much worse than old Champers, our music teacher, bashing and crashing away on the piano, two bars ahead of us, as usual. And nobody said that was grisly, which it was. But I was always scared that one day somebody was going to splatter Rocket when he made that...